Larry Chamblin, a local climate activist and 350 Pensacola member, will make the presentation titled Public Opinion, Politics, and the Challenge of Communicating Climate Change.
The Yale Center on Climate Change talks about global warming's six Americas, and it ranges from those who are very alarmed, as I am, to those who dismiss it, who think it's a hoax, it's a conspiracy. And in between, most people are a little confused, they're doubtful, they may believe in climate change, but they're not very sure. So reaching this wide range of audiences is very challenging, in part because, as we all know, we're divided politically and ideologically very profoundly in this country right now, so that what might work, a message that might work with one group may not work with another. But we are learning a lot.
Well, let's talk about some of the research.
One of the most disturbing things that makes this really, really a challenge and such an important thing to deal with is the polling that shows how we have not really become more concerned about climate change over time. One poll by the Gallup organization found that 35% of the people were very concerned about climate change back in 1990. And guess what? In 2014, it's 34%. Now, we've had countless reports from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, from the American Association for the Advancement of Science, and just one report after another saying, this is a serious problem. We need to deal with it. And yet, look where the public is. So we have a big challenge here.
In doing some of my own research, I saw NASA saying that 97% of climate scientists agree that climate change is happening. So there's agreement in the scientific community. You say it's when they start to talking about it that it creates a problem.
Well, this is the crux of the matter because, as I just indicated, it is an urgent situation. But if I tell you that you're facing an urgent situation, you might just shut down. You might say, well, that's too much for me to deal with right now. I have my bills to pay. I have a family to raise. You're telling me something that, like climate change, which many people do not see the connection to any of the extreme weather today, they're just not ready for it. And too much information overwhelms them. There are also words that cause problems, even the word climate change.
Global warming. Yes.
Both of them do. In fact, what's really interesting about that is there is recent research that says don't use climate change. Global warming is more likely to get people to act and take it seriously. And there's counter research that says no, global warming seems frightening to people. Climate change may be a little bit softer, and it's also more expressive of what's happening because it's not just warming. Choice of words is very important.
I wanted to get you to talk further about the connection between the weather that we're seeing and global warming. I mean, if we look at our own situation here recently, the storms, we have hurricanes, those things have been happening for years and years and years. What is the connection?
Well, this is a part of the challenge. It is true. We've had these extreme weathers. We've had droughts. We've had heat waves. We've had storms. We've had flooding. This is not new. However, the computer models show that in the northeast of the United States, we can expect more heavy precipitation than we have in the past. And they've been predicting that for a decade or more. So these storms we had in 2012, June and April 2014, are exactly, they're the profile of what the scientists have been predicting. Now, it's not easy to find the footprint of climate change specifically on this, but if you have computer models, and these computer models have become very sophisticated, if you have those and they're predicting something, and then guess what? That which they predicted happens, it's pretty clear that greenhouse gas emissions are forcing or amping up the weather. It's not as though there wouldn't have been heavy rain without it. But instead of 24 inches or whatever it was, we might have had only 18 inches. And that can make a big difference in how much flooding you get.
Moving forward, how does it have to be communicated in order to get some sort of action, better policies, et cetera, on climate change?
The real key is to not give people so much information, especially a lot of technical information about what the climate scientists are saying. You need to give people hope. You need to give them concrete examples of how the climate change is affecting them and their families, if not today, in the very near future. And you need to frame the argument in a very different way. For instance, heavy rains at the wrong time are going to cause crop failures, and they do across the country. Drought that we know has happened in Texas and the West, big, huge impact. Health impacts, more heat, pests. There are some of the diseases that in the past only occurred in the Caribbean area, something like that, that we're seeing in this country.
Larry Chamblin, his talk on the challenge of communicating climate change is tonight at 7 o'clock at the Bayview Senior Center. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.